You've been there when you really had no concerns. Somebody else did your thinking for you. But now then, your life has turned upside down and you've run out of water. Your bottle is empty. I'm talking to you. It's not what's in the bottle that's going to fix your problem. It's what's in the well that's going to fix your problem and sustain you and your baby. When it comes to hearing, the Bible says, and God heard the baby. God heard the lad crying. You've got to understand, if you don't get anything else, if God calls you into a ministry, if God gives you a vision, if God gives you a hope, if God gives you a dream, if God gives you a word, He will hear the word before He hears you. I tell you, He said, when I send my word, it will not return unto me void. God watches over His word to perform it. And when His word is not responding, He will come and make sure that it does. Somebody shout yes! A lot of times, we want God to hear us where we are, not where the will is. We want God to hear our emotions. We want God to see our tears. We want God to feel what we feel. I've got news for you. God heard the lad because the lad was still in the heart of God. When you turn your back on your calling, when you turn your back on your vision, when you throw your dream away, God still honors the dream that He gave to you. And the Bible says, and God heard the lad where he was. Get up from where you are and go pick your baby up in your arms. You got to see this. Arise. Lift up the lad. Lift up the lad. Are you seeing it? Come on over here. Hold him in your hands. Embrace him in your arms. For the word of God says, I'm going to make a nation out of him. You hold your vision. God ain't proof. It doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what the world is saying. It doesn't matter what your relatives are saying. God is not proof with your vision. There's a baby in the bushes. Go get him. He belongs to you. The Bible says that God opened her eyes. God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad to drink. I'm preaching to somebody here today. I'm preaching to somebody who's watching this by way of television. You're like Hagar. You cast the child under the shrubs. You've thrown your vision away to the bushes. And it's been laying there. It's not that you don't want to do God's will. It's not that you don't have a hunger in your heart. Oh, what used to bring you pleasure, what used to be the joy of your life, what it was one time all that you lived for, now all you see is defeat. The baby's crying and you feel the pain and there's nothing at all that you can do about it. Oh, but the word of God says, Hagar, I've heard your baby crying. And God says all you have to do is pick that baby up and put him back in your arms again. And I'll do the rest for you. I'm going to open your eyes and I'm going to show you things that have always been there for you. I'm going to give you more than what you had in the bottle. I'm going to give you Some of you have things in your life that you have named our baby.
Yeah,
there have been times you looked at each other and you thought, is our baby dead? You've heard it crying, and you've heard it moaning, and you've seen its stomach and its ribs sticking out because you couldn't see the well. Hallelujah. Every one of us, probably, but except you, we turned our back on something that we knew was God's will, that we knew was right, but we just did not stay with me. We just did not have faith. We just could not see the well. We could not see the resources. Therefore, it is growing up today in bushes. If you'll just go back and put it in your arms. If you'll just go back and embrace it. God's got more than a bottle for you. God's got more than a $20 bill for you. God's got more than just an old used clunker for you. God's got more than a sweatshirt for you. God's got everything you need. And more. Lift up glad and hold him in your hands. Embrace him in your arms. For the word of God says, I'm going to make a nation out of him. You hold your vision. God, even, it doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what the world is saying. It doesn't matter what your relatives have said. God has gone through with your vision. There's a baby in the bushes. Go get him. He belongs to you. And the Bible says that God opened her eyes. God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad to drink. I'm preaching to somebody here today. I'm preaching to somebody who's watching this by way of television. You're like Hagar. You've cast the child under the shrubs. You've thrown your vision away to the bushes. And it's been laying there. It's not that you don't want to do God's will. It's not that you don't have a hunger in your heart. Oh, what used to bring you pleasure, what used to be the joy of your life, what it was one time all that you lived for, now all you see is defeat. The baby's crying and you feel the pain and there's nothing at all that you can do about it. Oh, but the word of God says, Hagar, I've heard your baby crying, and God says all you have to do is pick that baby up and put him back in your arms again, and I'll do the rest for you. I'm going to open your eyes, and I'm going to show you things that have always been there for you. I'm going to give you more than what you had in the bottle. I'm going to give you more than you ever had before. I'll come out and pick it up and embrace it again. I wish somebody clap your hands and praise. Some of you have things in your life that you have named our baby. There have been times you looked at each other and you thought, is our baby dead? You've heard it crying and you've heard it moaning and you've seen its stomach and its ribs sticking out because you couldn't see see the well. Hallelujah. Every one of us, probably, but except you, we turned our back on something that we knew was God's will, that we knew was right, but we just did not stay with me. We just did not have faith. We just could not see the well. We could not see the resources. Therefore, it is growing up today in bushes.
No, they're on the porch.
Well, stick it
right.
No, they're
right. If you'll just go back and put it in your arms. If you'll just go back and embrace it. God's got more than a bottle for you. God's got more than a $20 bill for you. God's got more than just an old used clunker for you. God's got more than a sweatshirt for you. God's got everything you need.
Out one of the most unusual accounts that you'll ever find in the Bible. Sarah reached into her servant's quarters and brought out Hagar and gave Hagar to Abraham to produce the nation. And Sarah says, Abraham, they got to go. They got to go. They got to get out of here. This house is not big enough for us and them. So, make them leave. Make them leave. Abraham got up, gave Hagar some bread, a bottle of water, and the child. Sometimes, those that you have put your faith in, those that you have put your confidence in, those whom you have built your life around, when they come up with all they come up with, all it will be is a bottle of water. There comes a time in your life you're going to need something that man can't give you. For when man has done all he can do for you and turns you out in the street, you're still going to need a miracle. Come on now. Make sure this is on there. Make sure, Billy, that this is on there. Because I'm talking to somebody this morning that at one time said, life just doesn't get any better than this. You didn't have to worry about the bills. You didn't have to worry about where you were going to sleep, because everything that you needed was supplied. And you know what it is to live in the lap of luxury. Somebody who is hearing me right now, you've been there when you really had no concerns. Somebody else did your thinking for you. But now then, your life has turned upside down and you've run out of water. Your bottle is empty. I'm talking to you. It's not what's in the bottle that's going to fix your problem. It's what's in the well that's going to fix your problem and sustain you and your baby. When it comes to hearing, the Bible says, and God heard the baby. God heard the lad crying. You've got to understand, if you don't get anything else, if God calls you into a ministry, if God gives you a vision, if God gives you a hope, if God gives you a dream, if God gives you a word, He will hear the word before He hears you. I tell you, he said, when I send my word, it will not return unto me void. God watches over his word to perform it. And when his word is not responding, he will come and make sure that it does. Somebody shout yes. A lot of times, we want God to hear us where we are.
not where the will is. We want God to hear our emotions. We want God to see our tears. We want God to feel what we feel. I've got news for you. God heard the lad because the lad was still in the heart of God. When you turn your back on your calling, when you turn your back on your vision, when you throw your dream away, God still honors the dream that He gave to you. And the Bible says, and God heard the lad where he was. Get up from where you are and go pick your baby up in your arms. You got to see this. Arise. Lift up the lad. Lift up the lad. Are you seeing it? Come on over here. Him in your arms, for the word of God says, I'm going to make a nation out of him. You hold your vision. God is true. It doesn't matter what the circumstances look like. It doesn't matter what the world is saying. It doesn't matter what your relatives are saying. God is not through with your vision. There's a baby in the bushes. Go get it. He belongs to you. And the Bible says that God opened her eyes. God opened her eyes. And she saw a well of water. And she went and filled the bottle with water and gave the lad to drink. I'm preaching to somebody here today. I'm preaching to somebody who's watching this by way of television. You're like Hagar. You've cast the child under the shrubs. You've thrown your vision away to the bushes. And it's been laying there. It's not that you don't want to do God's will. It's not that you don't have a hunger in your heart. Used to bring you pleasure, what used to be the joy of your life, what it was one time all that you lived for, now all you see is defeat. The baby's crying and you feel the pain and there's nothing at all that you can do about it. Oh, but the word of God says, Hagar, I've heard your baby crying, and God says all you have to do is pick that baby up and put him back in your arms again, and I'll do the rest for you. I'm going to open your eyes, and I'm going to show you things that have always been there for you. I'm going to give you more than what you had in the bottle. I'm going to give you more than you ever had before. Oh, come on and pick it up and embrace it again. I wish somebody clap your hands and praise. Some of you have things in your life that you have named our baby. There have been times you looked at each other and you thought, is our baby dead? You've heard it crying and you've heard it moaning and you see its stomach and its ribs sticking out. Because you couldn't see the well. Hallelujah. Every one of us, probably, but she except you, we turned our back on something that we knew was God's will, that we knew was right. But we just did not stay with me. We just did not have faith. We just could not see the well. We could not see the resources. Therefore, it is growing up today in bushes. If you'll just go back and put it in your arms. If you'll just go back and embrace it. God's got more than a bottle for you. God's got more than a $20 bill for you. God's got more than just an old used clunker for you. God's got more than a sweatshirt for you. God's got everything you need. And more. You see, there's some things you cannot see unless you hold a baby.